All right, so we're about to talk some real shit.
I need you to talk like close. There you go.
Right here? Yeah, right here.
Perfect.
Well, there's a shot glass, Aaron.
Hey, no, I'm going to take this one right here.
Oh, no, I want you to take that one.
Okay, I'll take that one too. That's cool.
He'll take both. The fuck?
Okay, let me get a shot.
This is yours.
Oh, okay, cool. Cheers, guys.
All right, to the podcast.
Cheers. Cheers.
To the podcast.
To the podcast. Let's go. Oh, what is this, Crown?
Mm-hmm. Pineapple. All right, 706.
Welcome to Aaron Teen's After Party. I'm your gracious and horny host. Aaron Teen, the one and only, of course. Joining me today, man, we got the lovely Daniel Beast.
Daniel Beast, baby.
Daniel fucking Beast. I've been wanting to get on. I've been trying to get you on here for a minute. And of course, we got Bree.
Oh, Bree, we just met, but
you know, you cool
I'm
as fuck,
cool
Bree.
Or whatever.
I like your hair.
She's hot as fuck.
Thanks.
She's a barber.
You are actually kind of hot, to be honest.
She's fucking hot.
The more drunk I get, the hotter you become. I'm just kidding.
It's been like 2 minutes there, like, whew, we gotta chill in these jokes, like.
So we just got back from Kona Grill. Shout out to Kona Grill one time.
Kona Grill, hey, we're there every time. We get like a discount or something. Like,
yo,
shut up,
they were tired of us.
They were tired. They were like, "Fuck these niggas."
You could tell right away. They were like, "Yo, dude, are these guys gonna fucking leave?" They were like, we were yelling at them. We were doing truly sake bombs.
Truly sake bombs. Patting that shit because this nigga made it, and it's a best thing. It's way better than
look,
the regular sake bombs.
What the fuck? Did y'all hear that?
Yeah.
That was music video.
Oh, okay. I was like, yo, someone. That's because Daniel kind of live like in a sketchy-ass area.
I live in a sketchy-ass area. I live in a badass apartment.
It's cool here.
Hey,
it's cool. But it is a big
view,
sketch.
Did you see that view?
Oh, thank you. That's exactly why I brought this.
Remember we were after partying here?
Oh, we did.
We were after partying on a fucking... That's my number one rule, is I don't have to party on Thursdays. I have to work on Fridays.
Uh-huh.
My stupid ass comes to fucking Danny's on a Thursday, and I was up till 7 in the morning.
Dude, I don't know.
I had to call old girl to come pick me up. I was like, yo, look, I need a fucking bag. If she came for me, she fucking came for me.
Oh, that's a real one.
Hey, so, everyone that's following me on Instagram, on some real... Ask any question you want, and I'll answer it.
Hey,
for
can
us,
you fucking focus on the podcast? Okay, we get it. You're on Instagram Live, but we are on a podcast.
I'm focused.
All right, let's really get into it. What you guys do this weekend? Danny, how was your weekend? Danny's a bar. Danny, tell everybody your at.
Yo, my at is danielbeast.fk on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. Now, I'm a bartender. I'm the best bartender in El Paso, I'll say it right now.
How was your weekend? How was Profit?
Oh, Profit was fucking amazing. Saturday, yesterday was fucking amazing. So many females, so many... If you follow my Instagram, you'd see, like, okay, so I have everything showing. Like, I have girls showing titties. I have girls doing body shots off me. It's just, it's fucking wild.
Yeah,
it's
you live a good life. I see your shit. I follow you.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, I unfollow you every now and then.
I know. I'm all like, he followed me good. Like, damn, bro. Like, okay.
I'm like, I'll follow you back. You know?
He's all like, he tells me, he's like, bro, you post too much, you get annoying. I have to unfollow you. But then, you know what?
Yo. For real, one time this girl told me, she's all like, oh, I'm sorry, I unfollowed you by accident. But I was like, I look and I had to follow her back. And I'm like, no, you didn't, bitch. You blocked me and unblocked me. Don't fucking lie to me. At least be truthful. Be like, yo, my boy got mad or like, I had, like, you got annoying or something, right?
No, and see, you know what? To be honest, bro, I have so many girls that block me. Here's the thing. I said it. If these girls could get away with murder, I would have like 20 girls that would shoot me right now.
They probably would.
They would shoot me in a heartbeat. I got the list.
Let's get to Bree. Bree, what did you do this weekend?
Honestly, that's what I was literally telling Daniel. I'm not one to go out.
You'll never go out?
Yeah, so hanging out with you guys, like, that shit's
fun. You're like, yo, this shit's fucking
fun.
Yeah,
like,
I gotta come out more.
Fucking lit. But for real, all I do is fucking work. So
tell everybody your at. What's your at?
My name is Brianna Nicole with one N and two A's.
You
gotta
say it into the mic. I know we're doing a live, but y'all keep going like this. Hey, y'all keep going like this. Hey, what did I say before we started?
Daniel got the live, so I'm fucking staring at myself. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yo, I fucking
we're hot people.
The first time I told y'all, I said keep the mic close to your mouth.
All right, guys. My name is Brianna Nicole.
Okay, you don't have to shout into it like a fucking MC. Whoa, what are you? You're not gonna suck it like a dick either. What?
Sound sexy. Make it sound sexy. Make it sound sexy.
Like,
I want to hear this and be like, I want to follow you.
She's like,
she's like,
my name is Brianna Nicole.
Wait,
nah, chill out. It was a one-time thing.
Oh, Not for me. I mean,
so what is like the usual spot? Like, what's out of town you like spend your time on? East side, west side, north side?
East side, for sure, because we don't like to drive. I suck at driving.
I don't like driving for sure. So I mean, I'm always working. I work all fucking weekend. That's all I
have. You guys been to Betty Frank's?
Yo, you live out there?
Yeah.
Bro, what the?
For sure. Bro, nah, that shit's cool.
Betty Frank's, it's a dope-ass, like, nice bar, but, like, that's in the middle of nowhere.
Dude, that's where I
There's literally desert across the street from Benny Frank's.
Nah. It's growing, honestly.
It's growing. Hey, bro, you got a boyfriend?
Honestly, no boyfriend, dude. Because you know what?
What you think about that?
You want to go off?
What you think about
that? What do you
think about me? Daniel's cool.
Tell us about your last boyfriend. How was he?
Okay, should I tell you about my last boyfriend?
Yo, stop doing that. You're talking into an MC. Just
talk like this. Like that
person. Like you can drop hard.
She's all like trying to be Fat Man Scoop out here.
Dude. All right, let me tell
you. Shout out to my boy Fat Man Scoop.
Should I talk about my last boyfriend or the last person?
No, I want
to
know.
Who hurt you the most?
Honestly, the last thing I got out of, dude. Guys, honestly, I've been reading this book.
Okay.
It's called Duped.
Duped.
So it's about people manipulating others,
uh-huh.
And it's so easy to fall under others' manipulation. So I think it's scary.
So you had somebody to manipulate you. You dated a Gemini. Dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Did you really date a Gemini?
Nah, he was a Virgo. He was a Virgo though.
I don't know what it is about fucking Geminis, bro.
I always fall for Geminis, bro. Yeah, okay. Hold your mic, bro.
I'm sorry, I get to dig.
You're about to suck. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
But honestly, guys,
are you rookie at this?
Baby girl Bree out here. Let's be real.
This generation is filled with fucking lies.
I think it's all been the same, but it's just because social media didn't expose us. It unmasked us. We were always the same, but now we have a platform to show that.
And I've always been the same. I feel like some people aren't like that.
People were fuckboys in the 90s and in the 80s. You just couldn't see it.
True that.
There's no record of it, baby.
Fuckboys didn't come into existence in 2010 and now. And
Can I just disclaimer real quick? I sound like a girl on like telephone and everything. So if I sound like a girl, it's me.
No, Daniel. Let's get to Danny. Danny, tell us about your last. Tell us what happened with Amber.
What happened?
Let's not talk about
you. Wait, you thought I was going to answer this question?
All right, so look. I'm gonna be honest. Amber's my last girlfriend. My last recent.
He's about to fucking cry.
Okay. So on some real shit, like me and her we're together for like a year and a half. Probably like 2 years by next month.
Two years by next month. You have it down to the second.
Oh, I know it. 100%.
You should let me love you.
Fuck the podcast. We'll do karaoke.
You know Amber's going to listen to this because she wants to be like, let me see what you're saying about me.
I have nothing. Okay, no, let me be honest. Like, real talk right now. I have nothing bad to say about Amber.
She's cool as hell.
You know? I still have a lot of love for her. I'm not in love with her.
He's going to fucking cry.
No.
No, I have mad love for all my exes.
No, yeah.
I love them on a different level now.
No, exactly. I love her like
you don't love them like in a relationship.
Where I want to be with her. I love her like, hey, I want her to be successful. Yes. Want her to find love
okay.
her life.
I think that's okay too. No. Like to love your exes like that. That's okay.
I see her every day.
Love and respect them. Like
I still want her to eat, but not at my table.
That's actually good. I like that. I still want her to eat, just not at my table. I want her to be successful. Just you know what.
It's like, just do your thing.
Yeah, do your thing.
Yeah, me too.
I think
at first you have like animosity.
In the beginning, once you're over it.
It's like, whatever.
Here's the thing.
Shout out to my exes.
He's actually going to start crying. He's actually going to start crying.
I know you got kicked out of your house.
He's actually going
to
start crying.
I'm not supposed to say anything. They were like, yo, Aaron, you got your kicked out of our house. But you know what? I'm a little buzzed and I'm going to talk a little shit.
Hey, you know what? Hey, but what he told me is the door's always open for you. Look, okay, so I'm going to talk about real shit. Like, I see her every day. She plays basketball with me every day.
Damn.
Yeah.
Loving basketball.
But I have nothing bad to say about her. She's an amazing girl. I wish the best for her.
Are you done with your fucking your confession? Can we move on?
Yeah, we can move on. Okay, next question.
Let's talk about your weekend. How was your week? What'd you do this weekend?
Oh, I worked.
Daniel be here one time, posted a sex tape on his Snapchat, got removed. Tell us about that girl.
Tell us.
I don't want to tell. Okay, Daniel. We're going to call this girl Jessica.
Oh. Jessica's a good name because like there's a lot of girls named Jessica.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I like Jessica. Call her Jessica. Okay, so the whole thing about the video, right?
This guy sent us the video to this group. I woke up and I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Danny's white ass fucking bareback.
I'm brown. Wait, okay, wait, so I accidentally.
No,
I
his ass is white.
So,
he said he brown up top, but he's white on the bottom. Ah, truthfully.
So we're talking about me or not? Well, no, can I answer this question?
Go ahead,
oh. All right, well, how about you take a shot first? Yeah. He's like behind us. He's behind.
No, we are not.
Look, I get all these people looking when I start talking my sex video. Okay. All right. Well,
everybody want to hear about it.
Okay, so this is what happened. So, this girl called me over to her hotel, okay. You know, and we started having sex. She's like, "Hey, you know what? I want to make a OnlyFans, but I need more followers." I'm like, "All right, cool, that's cool." She's like, "You know what? We'll have sex. We'll record it. We'll send it to all your people and just be like, follow my OnlyFans." We made the OnlyFans that night, right? OnlyFans at Jack in the Box. We made the OnlyFans that night at Jack in the Box.
How much money did she make?
It was the first night. Hold on. It was the first night. We made it. Then we posted.
Did you get money off that?
How you bet?
Wait. So we made it, and then we posted the video. And I was sending it to all my people like, hey, follow this. She's her OnlyFans, whatever. We were both really drunk. She kept feeding me shots all night. I ended up posting it on my story, on Instagram. And it was at 4 o'clock in the morning. We fell asleep. I woke up to 80 fucking messages. I tweeted.
Is Jessica hot though?
Who?
Is she hot?
Oh, she's hot as fuck.
I don't know.
She has a nice body.
Fuck some questionable girls.
No,
hey, we all fuck some questionable. Hey, I think Bree's the best you've done so far.
Hey, chill out. We haven't even fucked.
She's out. We haven't fucked.
We just,
yeah.
Nah.
We just met today.
Hey, Bree.
You know what?
Hey, Bree, I don't care.
We just met today.
I'm judging you.
You know what? I'm not
you
like
know what?
That.
Hey, it's better to fuck on the first date because if the dick ain't good, at least you can leave. Hey. Because if you wait till the fifth, sixth date, now you're in love.
Let me ask you a question.
Gorillas.
What if you met a fucking fire ass girl and she told you she's abstinent? She doesn't fucking.
Oh,
she
no,
doesn't
we're gonna
fuck
get
till marriage.
We don't get that.
We're gonna get there.
I would respect it, but I'm going to.
No, I would respect it. I'll respect it. But I will put money on it that the girl, she'll end up jumping on me before I jump on her.
Honestly, abstinent.
Yo, shout out to Bree one time because our boy Patty Mahomes, a.k.a. Champagne Patrick.
Champagne Poppy.
He fucking bailed on us. Last minute.
Last minute.
This guy had the audacity to call me and tell me I'm on my way. And then 10 minutes later say, I'm not going.
Sorry,
because
Patrick.
Of a, you know what? If he, I ain't trying to put this on Patty. If he had a family emergency for real, I bet. But if you lying, you a hoe.
I think he's lying.
Hey, it's okay. I'm not your boss. I'm not your boss. You don't have to tell me the family emergency thing.
Don't lie to me.
You could, bro.
Lie to your mom.
Tell me.
Don't lie to me.
Just tell me. Hey, I'm not going.
Hey, you know what, guys?
Cold feet.
Hey, you know what, guys? I think that podcast is stupid. I'm not going. Hey, I'll respect you more.
Daniel didn't want me here, but. All right,
so we gotta get
to.
Let's take a shot.
All right.
Look, this is Aaron's after party. This isn't Aaron's scene's fucking catechism.
Honestly, okay, well, bro, we've been taking shots all day.
I've been drinking with you. I was at Kona with you.
An hour after. Cheers. Take that fucking fireball, you high school girl.
Hey, fuck you. I found this in my backpack.
Sorry. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry. All right,
guys. So let's talk about some real ass shit.
Let me ask a question first. Have you ever had a threesome?
No. Let's get to that question later.
Damn it.
Hey, so you eat ass? You're an ass eater?
Oh, yeah, 100%. 2020. Brie,
I know you're a young girl. Have you ever eaten ass?
Honestly, guys, no. I haven't eaten ass.
You haven't eaten ass?
No.
Why is that?
Because, fuck, I'm afraid of, like, shit getting in my face or something. Oh. I don't know. I'm scared.
No. What guys you be fucking with?
No. I don't know, dude. I'm scared.
Make him take a shower first.
So I'm gonna be open. Look, I like eating my ass eating. That shit feel good,
really?
Bro.
I've never had my ass eating.
You were telling us earlier about how that girl had you.
Oh, one of my last girls. That's just a while back. She was sucking my dick, right? And I was like, ah, cool. And we've been drinking, we've been moving.
Yeah, you've been buzzing.
And all of a sudden, bro, this bitch cocks my legs back. I turned it. She I was like, daddy, daddy, daddy. Bro, this girl was sucking my balls into my ass.
Oh, daddy.
Damn. This girl.
That was not the first time.
I'm gonna say we went on a trip. Okay. This bitch was like, let's go 69, but you on top.
What the fuck?
My asshole. Whoa! She's got a finger in my butthole. She put a finger in my and she had nails.
Yo,
done.
You better wipe that girl. You
no, wait, first of all, yeah, you better wipe the fuck girl. Bro, I don't give a fuck. I never in my life had a girl tell me, let's do 69 and you on top. That right there's marriage.
Freak, bro. One time I came on her face and she's like, lick it off. I'm like, you fucking stupid.
No!
If I was fucked up and like, you know, a little bit on that shmeh, I probably would have done it.
You're like,
but
look,
I wasn't. I was. I, my own baby. She was the one that was drunk as fuck. I was fucked up too.
Wow.
I wasn't that fucked up. So that she was like, funny. At the beginning, before we started having sex, she was like, I want you to come on my face. So right away.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Me too. All day, baby.
Fucking genocided all over her fucking face.
I've done it too.
And this girl was like, she was like on her lip, all over her mouth. She's like, lick it off.
I was like, no.
I was like, no.
Absolutely not.
No, no. This girl goes, ugh, you're lame. And we're going to go to sleep.
Like, she's like niggas have actually done
this. She didn't even clean it off. She got it over my fucking pillows. Nasty.
That's funny as fuck.
Nah, I missed that girl for real. Because she was a freak.
I'm fucking tired. I'm dying.
Funny, dude.
Hey, tell us about your crazy, like the crazy, besides the OnlyFans, what is another crazy sex story? Like, it right away comes to your head. What's a crazy ass sex story?
Bro, I have a lot of sex stories. You know, I.
Where's the
I,
craziest place you've ever had sex? Let's talk about
crazy sex? Bro, that's.
Craziest
that's
place.
Just like at my. At one of my girls' workplaces. That's it. That's probably the craziest. But you know what? I've had two threesomes and one foursome. The foursome?
Congratulations, Danny. You want me to give you a fucking medal?
Hold on. No, hold on.
I've had three. Okay,
hold on,
we get it, bro.
You
fuck a lot. We get
crazy,
it.
Right? You want some
I've
crazy?
Had a few gangbangs.
You want some juice? You want some
I
juice?
Had a gang bang
I'm going to give you some juice.
You know how...
Juice, right. Daniel.
I'm going to lose all my girls now. Like,
who cares?
RIP to all my girls. Thank you, guys.
Nah, they
I'll give
that.
You a roster. We're good. I'll give you a roster. So, this foursome, right?
Like, I don't give a fuck, though.
Tell us, Danny. Tell us about your foursome.
My foursome is probably the best story I've ever had in my life.
Tell us.
So we were all drinking, right?
Plenty of time.
I've been married before. I married my high school sweetheart. We were married.
Look, Patty just texted me.
I know, Patty. I saw
y'all land. I might take a stop.
Fuck you.
That's not a family emergency.
I told.
If it's a family emergency, you ain't making a fucking stop, bro.
I know. It's okay.
All right, Patty. I see you. Hey, Patty. On Instagram Live. I see you, bitch. You fake bitch. You fake. But now we got Bree. She hot as fuck. And I can... I'm not...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
All right, so what was that?
Foursome.
My foursome, okay. So, I've been married before. I married my...
You husband. Were married?
I said that three times. Is this the first time you caught your attention?
Holy shit. It's probably the first time I'm paying attention.
Right? Fuck you.
First time I listen to you.
Are you the host or... Anyway, so I've been married before, right? I married my high school sweetheart. She was the longest person I've been with. What's up, baby?
Go. Story.
Bitch, I'm about to. Fuck, God. Oh, kills my shit. Anyways. So.
Tell us.
We were all together all through middle school, all through high school.
Middle school.
Two years out of right. High school. We married each other. Cool.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. We married each other. It was
okay.
Cool. We married
Is that
each
your
other.
Baby mama?
No, that's not really wrong.
God damn, Ben, you fuck a lot, huh?
No, I mean,
this guy's already been married.
Not as much
he has a baby mama. He got Bree by his side.
HLL.
And me over here.
Bree's probably the biggest trophy
I've
ever had.
I'm over here, my girl, Manuela.
Bree's
right
the
here.
Biggest trophy I ever had. 100%.
Bree is fucking hot.
Bro, Bree is fucking amazing.
Hey,
Bree,
you got friends as hot as you, though?
Honestly, I have one best friend, and that's
Where's
it.
Where's she at?
Let's call her.
Call her now.
Bree just fell.
Hey, but she's a champ. She's a champ. She's a champ. She did not drop the mic.
Yo, this girl fell.
She did not drop the mic. She did not drop the mic at all.
This girl fucking fell.
Guys, love that stop line.
Yo, sis, oh my God, that shit was funny.
I'm sorry, you guys saw nothing, yo. Like, we don't talk about
it. No, they saw.
Dude, you didn't see anything.
She fell.
Okay, guys.
Let's go back to our track. I told you, we need to do a two-hour part. Part one, part two, I'm telling you.
No, dude, 2 hours too long. I'm trying to party. Bree, tell us about your friend. Where's she at? Call her right now.
Call her.
Let's call this bitch.
While you're calling, another question.
You guys want to get spinach dip in the meanwhile? I'm down.
What?
You guys don't like spinach dip?
I mean, I'm down, but that was... I've never had anybody ask me, y'all want spinach dip?
Bomb.
Yeah, I like it.
This is bomb. The color.
Yo, you dope. You. I honestly, I'd rather have you than Peggy, cause Peggy's a bitch.
Hey. Did you hear that?
Bitch?
She said, "Hey, am I work all things to you?"
Yeah, bro. Like,
no.
You know what? To be honest, though, I'm not gonna lie to you. At least she answered. I called him 10 times today.
Okay, then you fucking call me when I'm asleep.
I called him 10 times today. Not one answer.
I was asleep.
Ten times.
Y'all want to go to Cheddar's and get some spinach chips?
I do not want to go to Cheddar's. I want to drink. Maybe I want to drink. That's what I want to drink.
Pour a shot.
Pour a shot.
I'm going to get fucked up.
Look,
last week I had fucking Tubbs, Javi, and Vince. Let me tell you, bro. Have you ever had to babysit 3 drunk babies?
That's what it was.
3 drunk babies?
That's what it was. What's my shot? One point?
Okay, well, hold this.
I ain't shit.
I got it. You got Jameson, baby? That's what you
No, I don't want Jameson.
Give me Chaser. I have no Chaser. You were supposed to buy the fucking pineapple.
I'll take a crown.
Okay, well, take that one. I'll take my own.
Well, I was going to, but then Patty said he wasn't coming, so I was like, well, what the fuck am I going to go to the fucking store for?
For me, motherfucker.
Hey,
fuck.
Yo.
Wait, where's your shot glass?
Right there.
This is mine now, and this one's yours.
Thank you, man.
I'll take Jameson, because I ain't no bitch.
Hey, please be careful.
I ain't no fucking bitch.
Crackhead ass?
What's the hardest drug you... No, what? We can't talk about drugs.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
We don't do drugs here.
You want to chop it up?
We don't do drugs here.
You've done acid, huh?
No.
How is acid?
Drugs here.
Am I going to get imprisoned?
I know Danny doesn't do drugs.
Am I going to get imprisoned?
Imprisoned? Hey, they can't talk about drugs. Look, Danny got mad and serious. He said, shut the fuck up about fucking drugs.
Hey, girl.
Hey, I respect.
Let's take that shot, and then we'll keep talking,
hey,
yeah?
There you go.
Fuck,
let's go.
This is going to be, oh my God.
We're like 20 years.
This is the third shot we've had on this podcast.
But,
alright, so what's the next question, bro?
Honestly,
you're slacking me. I thought you were going to ask some real
shit,
bro.
Hey, so your boy Javi wanted me to ask you. Right, what's up with you hanging out with young age girls, bro? But you know what? It's true. But hey, like I told you earlier, you got to drink from the fountain of the youth if you want to stay young, my guy.
There you go. You know what I'm saying?
But what's your excuse?
I'm going to use that excuse.
No, that's mine. No, sorry, sis. Sorry, sis. That's mine. So what's yours?
Fuck. Okay.
That's mine.
Because they're drunk, because they're dumb and easy to manipulate, huh? That's
honestly,
why.
No, honestly, I've had 30-year-olds I've manipulated.
Me too. Me too.
Yo,
I've had girls close to 40 years old that I
said. Because you know what? No, when I was a good guy, when I was like straight arrow and everything, they treated me like shit. Every girl treated me like they walked over me. Hold on. Okay. They walked over me, treated me like shit.
Yo, look at Danny, bro. They treated me like shit.
They treated me like shit.
So now I treat them like shit.
I became an asshole. Everyone came in line.
Honestly, can I talk? Wait. I feel like everyone has that perspective on life that if being ugly is gonna get you further in life, but fuck, just be a fucking good person and good shit will come to you.
Or get sick over it. Or get sick over it.
Tell them, sis.
It doesn't give a fuck because the universe fucking knows. So if you're good, good shit will happen to you.
Hey, Bree,
when I was good for five years, nothing happened.
Bree is intellectual.
I fucking woke.
I know. She's all like, bro, let's drop some bars, bro. So like
cinnamon.
You
don't
even know.
No, some real shit. And see, I used to think the same way. Like,
I gotta ask you, cause I used to work with Ace back in the day. Shout out to my boy.
That's my boy.
How did you come to working? How did you come to working with Ace? And
honestly, I texted him one day on Snapchat. I posted it like maybe like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, bro, like, hey, I'm a fast bartender. I will do whatever it takes. I will win. And
this was 2 years ago.
2 years, 3 years ago now. No, no. 4 years ago now. We've been together for 4 years.
No, that's not true.
Yeah.
Because that... Oh, no, no.
No, I was with them at...
I stopped work. Yeah, because I...
At the loft. I was with them at the loft.
I only worked with them at Pine Peanuts.
See, I was with them at the loft, and then from the loft, we went to Jugo's for 3 years, 2 years, and then we came over here.
Damn, because I never really, like... Because, I mean, like... I mean, I'm in the scene. Yeah, I never noticed you till, like... Well, till I kind of saw you dating Amber, and I was like, yo, who's that ugly ass
motherfucker? Who's that gay ass motherfucker looking
yo,
gay?
Whoa. Yo, is that her gay best friend?
That's I'm still getting her. What's her? Hey, is that your gay best friend? No, that's my boyfriend. What? That's his boyfriend. Hey, does he like it in the ass, too? You guys share? No.
Yo, tell me. Okay, so we're not going to say no bar names. What's the crazy thing you've done at one of the bars you work at? Sexually, mysteriously.
I've got my dick sucked. No, I got my dick sucked at the bar. That's
it. Yeah. At the bathroom or what?
Yes, in the bathroom.
One time I fucking at one of the bars I worked at. I fucking
fingered the asshole?
No, I didn't finger an asshole, bro. I had it on the straight floor and I was eating an asshole.
No, you didn't.
No, you on the floor.
Where?
Legs cocked back.
In the bathroom.
I can't tell you where, but
in the bathroom?
Of course in the bathroom.
I mean, I've always had girls show me their tits at the bars at sugar bars. That's nothing. No,
yo,
I've had my dick sucked.
One time at one of the bars I used to work at, this fucking bitch.
Still a baby
this bitch, yo, my boy. I'm not gonna name my boy. Not gonna name anybody, because you know I got in trouble last time. I can't get in trouble no more.
Jameson, so. Jameson sponsor me because I drink you all the time. That's all I drink is Jameson.
Yo, Jameson, sponsor my podcast, guy, because. I gotta make money.
Dude, that's fucking cool that you're doing a podcast. You know what? Keep doing that shit.
I'm trying to. Are you gonna listen?
That shit's gonna fucking grow.
Are you gonna listen?
You know what? That's what I always preach. Do what you fucking love.
Hey, if you don't listen, you fake.
I'm gonna fucking listen to you now that I fucking follow you. But at the end of the day, if you don't do what you love, you're never gonna fucking be happy.
Hey, you know this.
Yo,
please, preach it true.
Oh my god. Yes. We live a unique lifestyle that no one lives.
No, we really do, bro.
We live a unique lifestyle that no one really lives.
Our Saturday is kind of like today.
Dude,
we
like, do what we love.
Sunday,
bro, I make $1,500 a week. Working 3 days.
I'm not even going to flex how much I make, but we do what we
she's
fucking
a barber.
Love.
No.
Shout out,
she's a barber.
We do what we fucking love. And
we
at
do
the
what
end of
the
day,
fuck we want.
Why are you guys, you guys are like, so watching
day,
you guys go, we do what we fucking want.
Fuck that shit. Oh, no.
Do what you love.
Yo,
do what you love.
Yo, I'm going to wear a fucking $150 hat.
Oh, it looks good on you. I like it. That's good. I like that shit.
$150. Who bought that? Who bought that? Jameson is sponsoring.
It was me. I bought it.
Okay.
Anyways, tell us about. So me and Danny will be here. We're in Vegas.
Do you want to tell that story? Do you want me to tell that story?
No, because we're not talking.
Okay. So I'm gonna tell
the
story.
We're not outside.
I know. So I'm gonna tell this other story. So we're in Vegas, right? Okay. Me and him, we're fucked up. We're drunk as shit, and we're at a fucking casino. And I just see Aaron start running, and he grabs a fucking wet floor sign.
That was the first night we were there.
Yeah, first night we were there. He grabs a wet floor sign, takes off, and no, this is not the funny part. The guy cleaning,
hey, come back!
Yeah, throws his fucking mop. He's like, hey, come back, motherfucker! Whoa.
I was
like, they ran out.
I was sprinting.
Like, he fucking stole money. I'm like, damn, bro, like, are you fucking kidding me?
I threw
right
that
now?
Sign and I just kept running,
he just,
bro.
He just kept, I'm like, bro, where you at? Next thing I know, I get a snap. He's eating steak and eggs.
Oh,
eggs.
Bro!
Hey,
shout out to Ellis Island. $7.99 steak and eggs between like midnight and 7 in the morning. So next time you guys, I know you haven't gone to Vegas. You were. Wait, let's not talk about how old you are.
Yeah, we're not
talking. Let's talk about that.
No, let's not talk about. She doesn't know how to hang in Vegas.
Honestly, I was telling Daniel that I can't fucking hang.
She's all like, Daniel, oh my god, guys. I don't know if I can hang with you guys.
No, dude, I can't.
Yo, my boy Vince came on the podcast and he was like, I went harder than you in Vegas. And I'm like, my guy, you drank with a bum on the strip. Okay, I get it, bro. You stayed up longer drinking, but I didn't drink with a bum on the strip.
I love you, Vince.
It would have been different if he was like, yo, I've been at the bar, I've been at the club at 7. This motherfucker was on the strip. 7 in the morning, drink with a bum. Speaking French. Dude, Vince, okay, Vince, I know, Vince, if you listen to this, I want you to know. You may stay up later, but I stay up for, I will not stay up for no bullshit ass reason.
Ain't going fucking
I'm
no
going.
Bum. We ain't drinking no bum. No, this is a barber. Bum. This is a barber. This is a barber.
I'm not, hey, you guys want to take it
out? Hey, I want another question, bro. Like, this is Aaron Seaton's. What, after scene or whatever it's called? Like, go in on me, bro. I thought you were going...
This is the type of shit
I talk on my Instagram on daily.
But let's take a shot first.
This is the shit I talk on my Instagram daily.
Hey, Daniel, let's take a shot first.
All right, then.
Don't yell at me.
All right, then.
I post my shit on the day. He's asking me questions like...
All
right. He's asking me questions that you guys already see.
Hey, Daniel, all right, you want me to ask you a question?
I want you to ask me a fucking question.
My boy said you fucked a dude one time.
Oh, never in my life. Never in my life.
Oh. My boy said, Danny used to fuck this dude on the daily.
Never in my life. Sure? I put it on my son, put it on God, put it on everything. Hey, I have never.
Okay.
No,
hey, it's okay to get your
it's
dick.
It's not okay.
How do you know you don't like sucking dick if you never sucked a dick?
It's okay. Hey, I know. Hold on. I know hitting my nuts with a fucking hammer, I wouldn't like. But I've never done it before.
Who the fuck would hit their nuts?
Exactly. Who the fuck would suck a dick? That's straight.
You never know if you...
Boom! There you go.
I never sucked a dick, but I'm not saying I don't like sucking dick because I never suck a dick.
So, would you hit your balls with a hammer?
I forgot who fucking told me. They were like, yo, I want you to ask Danny if he's gay. And I was like...
Oh, everyone. Everyone in their life. Everyone in their mother thinks I'm gay.
Like, literally.
Everyone in their mother.
Why is that, Danny?
You have to...
By the way I dress, the way I act, the way I talk. Never have I sucked dick. And you know what? Here's the funny part. Here's the funny part. I've had this rich gay guy. Rich gay guy, offer me $5,000.
Okay.
Offer me $5,000 just for him to suck my dick.
And you didn't do it?
Bro, I told him.
I said, dumb.
What do you do with the fuck? My dick won't even get hard for you. What the fuck? What are you going to do?
Suck on a flaccid dick and you get $5,000, you fucking moron.
I can't do it. I just can't do it. I know. I'm going to be the dumbest person in the world, but...
It's because I have morals.
No, it's because I'm not gay.
You know what? If you would have done it, they... But who cares? $5,000? Bitch, I'm broke. I need $5,000.
You need $5,000 to get your dick sucked?
Hey, let me give him your number.
I'll give him your number.
Please do. Because I got student loans. Hey, I got a lot of shit to pay off.
You don't go to school.
I graduated school.
DJ?
I graduated with my degree at NMSU. Why do you think I rep NMSU so hard? I graduated with my bachelor's in journalism and mass communications with an emphasis in public relations with a dual minor in marketing and advertising. I'm educated as fuck.
Oh, shit. Whoa. This is a boring ass story. I thought this was after seeing something like that.
Keep sleeping on me. Hell yeah, I'm in fucking student debt like a motherfucker.
So, I mean, you know what you got, bro?
I have a big, I have 401k. I have
my Snapchat's
I have healthcare.
This fucking...
Like, I have a big boy job, Monday to Friday. That's where I go, Monday to Friday.
I know. I
got 401k. It just kicked in this last year. I already have like a few grand saved up.
So more questions, please. Like, entertain.
I think I'm gonna take some of my money out of my 401k to pay off this fucking student.
So we're talking about 401k here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is about 401ks. What you should do with your money, Aaron Seaton. What should we do? How about we talk some real shit, bro? Real shit.
Let him finish.
I'm done.
He's throwing a temper tantrum.
Tell him.
I throw temper tantrums. I'm the straightest diva you'll ever meet. I'm a fucking diva.
Go ahead, say.
I'm a fucking diva. But straight. Let everyone know I'm straight.
Okay.
But if you have a boyfriend and you want to tell him I'm your gay best friend so we can fuck, I'm down. 100%.
Look, hey, can you stop talking so I can ask you, what's the horniest story that you've ever done on, we're not going to talk areas. I got in trouble like twice this past week.
Why? What happened?
I want you to tell me, what's the horniest thing you've done at a bar in the city?
Oh, it's a cop.
I thought your apartment was haunted, bro.
Hey, it's my DJ, bro.
Hey, Blas. Say what's up.
What's up, everyone?
Hey, Blas, come.
Yo, Blas, you're really good DJ.
Yeah, he's my DJ, bro. I booked him. I booked him.
Yo, you Blas, shit
sit down.
Me,
we're talking about real shit.
Dude, I was like, dude, this fucking
he fucking scared so. Us.
Blas, you want to have a seat?
No, I just gave him a seat, bro. What the fuck do you mean? Whose apartment is this? Is this my apartment or Aaron's apartment?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just being I'm just being a good person. Like,
I got you.
He's just being nice.
Can you use
the
restroom?
I don't know what's wrong with that.
Wait, you got to sell some steroids.
Steroids.
All right.
Hey, Daniel, did you ever do steroids?
What?
You did steroids. What did
have
you
I ever done steroids? I've never done steroids.
You've done.
Aaron, ask him real shit.
You've done Deca.
I've done steroids.
Aaron, ask him real shit.
I've never done steroids in my life.
And he's giving me the... Shut the fuck up! He's giving me the shut the fuck up.
So if we can't find Aaron's body,
I
killed him.
So
I killed him.
Sis, don't tie my hat. I heard someone told me that you used to look a lot different. Someone,
like
I swear to God. No,
so,
no, I don't know. I don't know because I didn't know you back then.
So different as hell, like hotter?
I don't know. But I'm assuming that you were skinny.
No, I was fat. I used to be fat. I used to be like your size.
Wow.
Boy, that's mean, Daniel.
I was just being mean.
No, that was just being fucking mean.
Hey, he wanted me to ask him questions. I'm asking him.
All right. You know, you're right. My bad.
What?
I didn't ask for it.
Why is he getting mad?
I don't know what he's getting mad.
But I've never done service in my life.
Huh?
I've never.
You know what? Let's talk
I've never done service in my life.
Hey, Bree, let's talk to him. Because Danny's being really rude. Danny's being super rude.
Here.
I'm just listening.
So,
rude,
that was fucking rude. I'm not even going to cap on that.
No, you're meanest.
That was rude as fuck.
You're meanest.
You're not even fat, bitch. You're not even fat.
Thank you, sis.
So, I have Blocks here. He came in knocking like a fucking cop.
Well, I'm trying to...
Stop, bitch. I don't want to pin it.
Ask me.
Who's
that? I think some real shit that we can fucking vent about.
Bree, tell us about your last boy.
Honestly, he wasn't like really necessarily my boyfriend, but he was someone that I truly cared about.
Okay.
Dude, I started researching this shit, and narcissistic people are so for real. That it's fucking kind of sad.
Like your last boyfriend narcissistic?
Dude, it's so sad how people put up this front to try to be someone they're not. You know what I mean?
Oh, so that's what your ex was?
Yeah, they try to be something that they're fucking not. They try to be, and they'll go out of their fucking way to be what you want.
Bree,
and
what is? Let's move on from your ex.
All right.
What's the horniest thing you've ever done?
I've been waiting for your threesome for all night.
I put you up. You're
the,
being
what do you want?
You're the, being ready. You're in timeout till.
What do you want? The threesome?
The threesome.
Or
then
the
I want the threesome. No, hold on. Wait, I don't care about what timeout. I want the threesome.
Should I, Aaron?
Have you ever had a threesome?
Okay, let's be real. So, honestly.
hold on. We're going to take the shots real quick. We're going to take the shots.
Okay, yeah. We're going to take the shot.
She's about to talk about threesome. We're going to talk about this. Hold on. There we go.
Let's go.
Cheers,
fucking guy, I don't know.
Cheers.
That's Blas. He's my DJ.
Blas, cheers.
I booked him here.
Blas, man. Cheers. I'm not cheersing Daniel because he was very rude right now. He was very rude.
Yeah,
Aaron,
that was
very
rude.
You don't tell your friends
that,
to be honest. That's your
You tell me all the time.
You just call me fat. You just call me fat? It's on the record. It's on the record.
Daniel, can you give me water?
What did you call him yesterday?
I didn't call him fat.
He said I used to be your size.
Anyways, I fucking... Let me just say this shit real quick.
That's
very rude. Just disconnect it, bro.
No, I put him on mute because he's in timeout.
So I'm done now? I'm done so I can go?
You know what? Why the fucking people please? You know what, so I fucking...
Tell us.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Tell us
what. What are you doing? You're
out. I'm out. I'm going
over
here.
Can you give me water?
Yes, I'm going to give you water.
Blas, grab the mic, Blas. Grab the mic.
I'm not in here.
He can't
do it. No, Blas, just be like
I'll
a hype man.
I'll listen.
Come on, Blas.
So you know what? I didn't necessarily do a threesome, but it was kind of almost a threesome. But you know
what?
I think I'm a bruja.
What?
Because
what does that mean?
A bruja, like a witch.
But why?
Okay, because...
Like a good witch or a bad witch?
I just fucking get what I want. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay, but that's just girls in general. It's because you're a very
baby.
Hot...
I
want to
talk about threesome.
No, you know what? I fucking get what I want. So I fucking... Okay, I was talking to this guy, right?
Okay, tell us.
And he had a business, right? So he had a coworker.
Okay.
So I don't know how the fuck this happened, but all of a sudden, we all were in the room and we all started fucking, I don't know, fucking around. But honestly, give me this. Give me this. All of a sudden, I was fucking, I'm kind of a little shy. I'm not going to lie. So I was kind of hurt. You're just addicted. My sensitive ass got fucking hurt. Let's leave it at that.
Why?
Because.
But you had feelings. You had a feeling
for yes, him. Yes, I had feelings for him and I saw him about to fuck this girl. So tell me why when he was about to fuck this girl, he fucking fell off the bed.
Like you fell off the chair.
like you fell off the chair.
That girl and him fell off the fucking bed. So I think it was my brujeria powers that fucking pushed them off the bed. So whatever.
Well, that makes you like a witch, to be honest.
I am a witch. I'm not gonna lie.
I love it. Hey, I love it. I'm the devil. I'm the fucking devil.
So
I'm the devil.
You never had a threesome or did you have a threesome?
No. I fucking... So she kind of like... So
it wasn't really a threesome. You kind of quit.
It wasn't a threesome. So because I cut that shit
It was
out.
Gonna be a threesome.
Because you know what? I'm fucking sensitive.
I'm sad now.
And you know what? I want mine to be
my
I'll sleep it at that. Mine is mine.
My vision, my memory has like...
How long ago was this?
This was not too long ago.
Am
I
off time out now?
I'm not gonna leave it at that.
Can I be off time out now?
Let's leave it at time out.
Time is up. If you say sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm not sorry.
For what?
I'm not sorry for shit.
For being rude.
For being rude.
Daniel, yeah, don't call me back. Rude.
Him. I'm gonna...
He went, hey, we were at Kona going, oh, he's such a respectful guy, to going, you're a fucking fat piece of shit. Oh, goddamn.
Never have I said that.
You didn't have to say, you said it backwards.
No.
You said I used
never.
To be your size.
Yeah, tell me.
I just asked him, hey, all I said was, hey, you used to look different. How did you look?
No.
And he
you
said,
asked
I
my
used
steroids.
To look like you.
You asked my steroids.
That's
okay, what I
bro. Everyone takes steroids.
No, I don't take steroids.
I wanted to, but like, honestly,
I don't take steroids.
I'm kind of like bipolar and shit. Like, I feel like if
I
took
steroids,
I had to go like, because I had, one of my boys used to take steroids, right? Man, he was fucked up in the head, bro. But I had another boy that takes steroids. He used to take Deca. That's why he taught. I know everything about steroids because I hang out with these stupid gym heads.
I don't know about steroids.
I don't care.
Know.
I'm not asking you anymore. I'm telling my steroid stories. We get it, Daniel. You never did steroids.
Oh,
Daniel never did steroids. Anyways.
Are you gonna fall again? This is exactly why.
No, you chill out.
I have one rule.
She's all wearing my hat and you tell me, chill out. I like your that hat looks good on you though. For real.
Thanks.
Dang. Alright, we out here, we asking Bree.
We on this podcast.
Bree, do you suck dick? Like for real?
Honestly,
are you like it's cause
no,
like
okay, do you suck
girls,
dick or do you suck dick?
Honestly, like I can't
is
get my dick.
No.
Yes, you're on.
Okay.
I just do a little.
Or do you suck dick? Because there's girls that like actually know how to suck dick, and there's other girls that like
yes,
teeth
bro.
And everything. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yes,
bro?
Yes.
Like
yes.
You're using teeth. You're
do you
like
know how to suck
not
dick
even
dick?
Like
no, like you know, just being like I think I know how to like.
I guess that's
No, you're fine. You don't gotta cup it, though.
Okay, all right.
It's picking the few
I guess that'll be a story that'll never be known. You'll never know.
You don't suck. She don't suck.
So she doesn't suck it. Hey, that's all we need to know.
Well, honestly,
that's all we need to know.
Honestly, bro, if, like, one of my old girls I used to fuck, she's, oh my god, that bitch would make me sound like...
Bro, there's girls that, like, fucking deep throat that shit, like, roll that shit. I'm like, what the... They start
but
like,
then,
my balls?
And then there's other girls, bro. Bro, they
teeth
are
and everything.
Ass.
Yeah. Like, bro, you're gnawing on my fucking dick. Like, really, chill.
One of the old girls I used to fuck, she used to literally suck on my dick. Like trying to suck something out of my ass. Like, I'm like, yo, it hurt, bro. It hurt.
Like,
I'd be like, nah, no, don't suck my dick.
No, it hurts when they use their teeth. They're like, I'm like, bro, no. Stop.
I don't want a little teeth, but.
No, I don't want no teeth. I want pure gum.
No, I want a little.
I want your lips on
that.
I want your fucking, like. Bro, I have videos. If I show you videos, there's some girls that were like on some point, and there's some other girls that are like, what the fuck are you doing, bro?
Oh, Ava went to the shop?
Yeah, everyone took the shop.
I took the shop,
bitch.
You're fucking.
Oh, I'm a fat bitch. That's what Daniel said.
How fucked it.
Right, that was very rude.
So let's talk about some other shit. Hey,
let's
talk some other shit.
Let's talk
some other
shit.
Real shit. Real
shit.
Ask some real shit. Are you the fucking host? Are you like Howard Stern? Supposed to be like Howard Stern.
Can I talk?
Go.
Are you talking to anyone right now?
I'm talking to 7 people.
I don't you talk about anybody. When's the last time you took someone out on a date? Today doesn't count because it was Padula. It doesn't count.
I was supposed to go on a date today.
When's the last time you told the girl you loved her?
Define date.
When's the last time you told your girl you loved her?
Okay, so last time I went on a date, Alright, bro.
Look at him, he's so sad. I don't, asking him questions. Yeah, that,
I haven't had a date in so long. That sucks.
Right, by choice, though.
I haven't had a date.
Hey, but why? What do you think that is? Like, you think you have a problem, or you think?
I think it's my social media.
It's like that. It's like that. The future me. You're not toxic. They're toxic.
They're toxic. No, it's all like. Let's be honest. You're toxic. I'm like, fuck, bro. Right?
Hey, I think we're all a little toxic.
Yeah. Hey, you know, honestly.
What do you think is your most toxic trait?
My social media.
No, like your
the way I post. No, like
outside doesn't count. Like you as a person.
That's what I'm saying.
Are you jealous?
No, I'm not jealous.
You have a short temper.
I'm not.
There has to be something, Daniel.
Wait, let me finish talking. Let me finish talking.
Yeah.
Not my posting. I mean, not my jealousness. I don't, because I'm not jealous. I can care less. Like, bro, like, shit, I got Amber in the fucking industry. You know, I told her, flirt if you have to flirt. Like, I have no problems. Okay. My baby mama, I got her in the industry. Okay. Like, I have no problem with it, like, at all. I'm not jealous.
Okay.
I don't have short temper.
Okay.
My thing is my toxic trait is being out there, being so loud.
He's all, my toxic trait is I care too much.
I love so hard.
There's something.
I love
about
so hard.
You.
No,
there's
I'm telling you.
I'll find out.
I post too much. I like. I want to talk about everything.
You can lie to me, but you can't lie to them.
So you don't think posting like what everything you do for?
Oh yeah, for sure,
life?
Bro. The last girl I was talking to, she hated.
That's my toxic trait.
Hey, but that's
bro.
Not my toxic trait, bro. Because I would tell her, hey, look, like.
That's what I try to say. This is part of my argument.
What's that fucking meme that I've seen recently? Oh, to someone who likes me, don't take my shit seriously.
Yeah, don't take my shit seriously. I'm just bullshitting on fucking. But no one does that, bro. I'm telling you. I think about it. I post my sex video. Accidentally?
No, you posted on purpose.
Fuck all you,
on accident.
Accidentally?
I posted it accidentally. Okay. All of us.
It wasn't just one, though. That's the thing.
It's
because like,
he posted it, and some girl he was talking to said,
Honestly, dude, nowadays,
you're a piece of shit. And your ass is white.
Actually, no, not white, though. I had 10 girls. 10 girls are like,
okay, we get it,
bro.
Dude. We get it. You fuck. Fuck, man.
I'm out. See?
We get it.
Fuck this fucking podcast.
This guy is a fucking. This is Cedric
no,
the Entertainer.
I wish.
Entertainer right here.
I wish I could fucking.
The only thing I want to fucking preach on social media and the thing that I'm on fucking podcast.
Look, she's coming. That means she's about to drop some bars. Hold on. Here.
It's fucking just be yourself.
Bree, are you talking to anybody right now?
Honestly, I am. I'm fucking just doing me and I'm fucking loving
When's
life.
When's the last time you had sex?
I remember.
When's the last time you even went out?
Nah, she.
Dude,
no, she doesn't go out, bro. Trust me.
I don't remember.
Look, yeah. One of my ex girlfriends, bro. She looked like a little muñeca. You couldn't touch it, but that bitch was a stifling ass bitch. I know you're hearing this shit right now, bitch.
Do you think that's me?
I love my exes too, but
I
love the good and the bad.
Honestly, dude,
me and my baby mom have the best relationship in the world, bro. We're friends.
Hey, who's your baby mom?
Her name is Martha. Hold on. She works for Wing Daddies. She's the secretary of the main guys.
Okay.
She's actually like really fucking cool.
I mean, you post her all the time, like you texting
her. Yeah, me and her are cool. You saw we're cool. We're cool as shit. I'm cool with every person I've ever had.
Danny, when's the last time you had sex?
What's today?
You have sex last night or no? Would you
last
night?
What's today?
You have sex last night or no?
I didn't have sex last night. I had sex.
When's the last time you had sex?
3 days ago. What's today?
Thursday?
Thursday.
You fucked a girl from the bar you work at?
I haven't fucked anyone from my work. I don't fuck.
No, I didn't say.
Okay.
I didn't say if you fucked somebody at work. I said did you fuck somebody from the bar you were working at? Like somebody came to visit.
Yeah, 100%.
Was she hot or she fat?
No, she was.
You like fat girls or no?
No, I love skinny. I love skinny girls where I can pick them up. I can fuck the shit out of them.
How many fat girls have you fucked?
Don't lie.
Dude, who cares?
I don't fuck fat.
I fuck fat girls all the time.
Hey.
Someone's
got
to
fuck. No, okay.
I might as well be this fat piece of shit.
Hold on. I've let.
Call me a fat piece of shit.
Hold on.
Say it to my face.
I've never called you a fat piece of shit. Anyways, so.
Tell me.
I let girls suck my dick. That's cool.
So you never fucked a fat girl?
I've never fucked a fat girl.
What's your body count at? How many girls have
you?
My
body
count? I can't.
More than 100.
You can't even fucking
dude,
count,
I know somebody
yo.
That's fucked more than 200.
Yo,
I don't
believe
it
because
I don't
I've had a few threesomes with him. And goddamn, that guy's a fucking baby arm for a dick, bro. I'm over here with my little dick. I'm over here, like, beating my little dick up. And this motherfucker's jacking off a giant baby. Yo. I'm like, goddamn, bro.
Hey, you wanna know my
I'm like, goddamn, don't hit me with that shit, bro. Hey, stay on that side. The fuck's wrong with you?
Fuck on my face.
No, one of my...
I can't shut him out.
I don't want to shut him out.
Why not?
Because
I want to work.
What's your body count?
He doesn't
want to
see
his body. Oh, so I ask you questions.
Okay, fuck it. You know what my body count? My body count? I'm just saying more
give
than 100.
Give it
more than 100.
For sure.
Yeah, more than 100.
Hundreds? I feel like... Blast has a girlfriend.
He has a girlfriend. Hold on. Yeah. Hey, time out. Hey, Blast has a girlfriend. It's okay. You know what my actual body count? Like 187.
That's kind of weird that you actually keep count.
What the fuck,
bro? Hey. What a weirdo.
Like 180, like 180.
Okay, hey.
Hey,
he goes home and writes in his diary. Dear diary.
My nose, baby, on my fucking phone. It's all that one. Oh, that one gets 2 stars. I've never fucking fucked her.
Really?
Yep.
You fucked the 180 something.
So you fucked the 108. Did you fuck Ashley last week?
Who?
Ashley.
No, I didn't fuck Ashley.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't fuck Ashley.
So this guy right here.
I didn't fuck Ashley.
This guy takes off with Ashley back to the apartment. They stay up all day. Meet us at Whiskey Blend. And he said he doesn't fuck.
Didn't fuck Ashley.
Come on, dog.
Didn't
fuck we you are. Know, hey, we've all been.
Hold on. You want to know why,
he
too?
Fucked her, huh? He fucked
you
her.
No. He said he didn't fuck her.
Shout
out to my girl. No, I didn't fuck her, right? I didn't fuck her.
That's
I didn't fuck her.
That's what you told me.
But see, you know what? You know what?
Yeah, I've sucked on those stages before.
Plus... Here, oh yeah, I have a video of you fucking taking the.
No, I actually sucked her titties, like on the nipple. Actually, we went to the restroom. I sucked her nipples.
Hey,
to be honest,
not even lie, she has nice titties.
You fucked her.
I didn't fuck her.
Bro,
no,
who cares? Why
I,
you?
I care
bro.
Because I didn't fuck. No, I don't lie about anything I don't do.
This guy expects me to. Let me tell you why. They left Jake's out. So last Saturday, for you know people that don't follow.
Let me tell why. Can I say why?
Can I?
She was on her period.
I know.
Exactly. Hey. So I didn't fuck her. I'm not gonna fuck a girl that's on my girlfriend on her period.
You guys did something.
No.
You guys smelled like a little like.
No.
Like, you guys smell like culo.
No, she was on her period. I don't ever fuck a girl on her period unless she's my girlfriend.
Last Saturday we had an after party at Jake's house. Shout out to my boy Jake C. And you know it was a good after party, decent after party.
Jake C bailed last week, so I don't know why
you're
talking.
Yeah, fuck Jake C. Anyways, that's beside the point. So this guy over here, Danny, leaves with Ashley at 7-8 in the morning. They stay up, and I'm supposed to believe that between 7 a.m. to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, nothing happened.
Never fucked her. She was on her period. That's one.
Okay.
Two, I don't fuck any girl on her period. Okay.
Okay.
Who the fuck?
Is anyone asking questions? I need some more questions, some better questions.
Why? I'm asking you questions. You don't like them.
The worst host of my life.
Go ahead.
Ask some real ass questions.
What kind of questions? Go ahead. Ask them questions.
Okay.
Ask them something.
You know what, Danny?
Ask me something.
I'm going to ask you some shit.
Go ahead.
You know what?
You know what? I'm pretty drunk right now.
No, you know what?
Dennis is being really mean, dude.
Why do you think you find a girl to fill your void?
Well, it doesn't have to be just a girl. It could be
Why do you think you find someone? Why do you think you find someone to fill your void?
Alcohol.
Why? Because you gotta fill that
why?
Void.
Why? What? What is your void? What is it that's fucking holding yourself
back?
She
wants to get deep.
Yeah, hey,
dude,
this is not about deep. This is not
no,
love. Love
no, dude,
trip.
Honestly, I'm a deep ass person, so I need to fucking know the truth.
I trust you. I believe you.
I need to know the truth.
What the fuck is holding you back? Holding who back?
Holding him back. And you back.
Holding me back.
I told you.
Yeah, what the fuck is holding you back?
What do you think is holding me back?
I'm asking you.
Nothing, really.
Nothing.
I'm just a horny boy, to be honest. I like this. I like the horny boy stuff.
All right, this is like getting too sentimental. I need some more questions about sex.
No, dude. Honestly,
hey,
I think
tell
that,
us about the
no,
worst
let me
time
talk.
You've ever
Yo,
you've ever
this
done
generation
anal.
Wait,
is
then
fucking
what?
Full of
Let,
this
tell
thing.
Me about. So I had a friend.
So
I'm
no,
not
so anal.
Name,
you said anal. Anal.
Anal. What's
anal?
About,
okay,
what's
so
the worst experience you ever had with anal? Whoa.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, watch out, please.
All right. So,
Shout out to my boy Bloss over here. He doesn't look the same much. Hey, I like your beard, boss. I like your beard.
We're not gonna incriminate you with your girl. We're good.
It's not that. It's just I can't answer.
It's because this guy will be calling me a fat piece of shit, bro.
I never called you a fat piece of shit.
He said.
Okay, so you know what? So the first time I ever done anal. So I'm fucking this girl anal, right? I'm fucking her, like fucking her hard. I'm fucking her hard.
Okay.
Okay. Fucking hard. Just kidding. Fucking hard. So, and then when I pull out, bro, there's corn on my fucking dick.
Corn.
Corn.
Did you eat it?
No. Bro, I ran into a fucking restroom, Blast. Took a shower.
How much trouble are you going to get in if I ask you, what's the worst anal experience you've ever had?
I've never had anal. Actually.
Really?
Never.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Dude, one time I fisted a girl's asshole.
I don't
say
no.
Right? Wait, honestly, fisted? Wait, no. Hold on.
To be honest, though, like, what's the point of, like, anal? Like,
oh, it's dude, some girls love anal.
Yeah,
bro. Like, some girls
it's like more, more sensitive. It's more sensitive. That's why they like the.
I don't know, man. I've never been fucked in the ass, so I can't tell you about the ass.
True. I don't know. I've never been fucked in the ass.
I've had a finger in my ass.
I know, but
I've never had a finger in my ass.
You never had a finger in
my
ass?
No.
What about you? You
never
had a finger in
your ass?
Have you ever. You eat ass?
You don't, they've been, not really.
Dude, all right, so plus, wait. What I want to know is what's your body count?
Okay, bitch.
No. Do you eat pussy?
Fuck.
Yeah, I do.
Do you eat ass?
Yes.
Okay. What you have a limit? What's your limit? Like you're saying yes, but like there's something in your head. So why don't you
eat? But I'm willing to.
You never ate ass.
No.
Blast, how old are you?
I make sure she's. Blast,
how old
are you? How do I look?
32. No, you look about our age. 26, 25.
No, he's like 22.
Really?
Okay.
So you never ate ass?
Not yet.
Bro, I used.
Bro, I go town on that. I make sure showers though first. I make sure. I don't know.
You see, that's the thing. Like,
I make sure.
What do you tell them? Like, hey, you never bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Hey.
You and you never girl. Ate ass with like little toilet paper pieces. That one time I was eating this girl's ass at Jake's house. I was eating a butthole.
Hey,
I spread her cheeks, little toilet paper pieces. And
you know, let's tell the story about.
Tell me.
About her last week.
About who? Last week. I'm gonna fuck anybody last week.
Who was trying to fuck you last week?
Oh no, we can't say her name, but she was trying to fuck me.
Yeah.
I didn't fuck her.
I did.
It's cause she's all fucked everybody.
Preparation. Yeah, no.
She's fucked everybody.
No, don't.
We're coming to a close, guys.
No, we're not coming close.
We're about 5 minutes out.
Oh, wow.
So,
let's
see, dude. It's an hour.
I'm sorry, let's do a two-part thing, bro.
No,
I'm about to go in. I'm about to go
I'm tired. I'm like ready to keep drinking. Hey, let's take this shower here.
Come on.
Yo, shout out to my boy Blas over here. Blase.
Let's get it.
Yo, can you stop going live, bro?
No. Okay, so I'm about to talk. Or do I talk about
you're
some
ruining
I think
surprise,
I know your
bro.
Biggest stock to trade is. You're vain.
What?
I'm vain too.
I'm vain as fuck. Anyways, let's take a shot. I'm about to go.
Daniel gets mad. You can tell when Daniel gets mad.
Oh, I never get mad. Can we
use this? He's off. Fuck you!
Dicky does that shit all the fucking time when I take a shot with him. He goes, he takes it.
Because I'm fucking.
Oh, you're
why
ready?
The fuck can he do that?
I'm asking why he does that. Like,
yeah,
I can't
but
ask.
You ask like it's a problem.
No, I'm asking like, I'm wondering
what is it if he shoves it up his ass and then drinks it? Who cares?
How
you act like, why do you do that? Who cares?
Can we take a shot or not? Yes.
Why, do bro? Why do you post sex videos on your story?
To get Amber, man.
Clout. For clout.
To piss Amber off.
I'm dying. Fuck
hey,
y'all.
Let me ask you a question, for real. Like, let's say you were in a serious relationship with a girl.
Yeah. I want to be.
Okay.
I want to
yes,
be.
Yes, but let's say she said, I want to get fucked by another dude with you there. Would you be okay?
No, hell no. Fuck no.
Like, if someone, like, you
no.
love. Like,
and see, I'm into freaky shit because, like I said, I have handcuffs.
You wouldn't be. But if she told you, this fucking other girl, you'd be dumb, right?
Oh, 100%.
That's kind of a
hey,
test.
Like, no, hey, I would never see
the dick. I wouldn't mind fucking my girl, like someone I was with, but I gotta see the dick first.
No.
Ain't no way. Ain't no way.
Okay.
Ain't no way a big ass dick gonna enter my girl.
Would you prefer to like, or feel more comfortable, like having a threesome with another guy that's your boy or
nope.
a random
oh,
guy?
Oh, hey, I would never have a threesome with any other guy.
I've had threesomes with my boys.
Let's say you
have.
You have? Alright, let me say. I will never have another dick in the vicinity of my dick.
So you never had like a gangbang with your boys?
Okay,
no,
say,
never.
I
fucked three girls.
Hey, have you?
At the
what
same
about
time.
You? You never had a gangbang? You never.
I've had
a foursome.
I have a threesome. I have two threesomes. No other guy will ever come up.
The first time I had a gangbang, it was with two random dudes. And let me tell you, these motherfuckers had a baby on for dicks. So I'm there with my little dick. I'm over here, like, beating my little dick up. And then these two random dudes, a black dude and, like, some dark ass, like, he looked like Guatemalan or something. They walk in and I was like, God damn, you motherfuckers, you motherfuckers.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't be in that position. My shrimp ass dick, and then I'm like, big ass dick, so I'm all like, fuck, bro, like, so. Yo,
she sucked my dick first, so I'm looking over. They're like beating their giant dicks off, and this bitch sucking. I'm like, looking over, I'm like, God damn, some big ass dicks. Like, yo, hey, what kind of chicken y'all eating over there, bro? Y'all taking something, bro.
Are you injecting the steroids in your dick? Let me know. Yeah, hey, man, tell me the fucking secret.
You sucking my dick. I'm over here like, God damn.
I want to know, though. Like,
what do you want
to
know?
What if you had to have a threesome with another guy? Like, would you prefer with a boy or, like, random?
A random for sure, dude.
Random?
Yeah.
No, If it was someone I was with,
oh, that's my girl. Oh, for sure, random.
No. He's saying your boy wives. Like, would you be your brother? Like, friends, or you want some guy you don't
random,
even know?
Random for sure.
Yeah, yes, random. Someone I don't know. I don't want to know him. We don't know each other. Like, boom, 100%.
Well, guys, that's about it. We're done.
We didn't get into everything. We're talking about. We got into everything. I didn't talk about my handcuffs. My restraints, my straight jacket.
Okay,
like,
dude, we get it. You fuck.
Daniel Gray. I can't even talk about my shit.
My bullet, the bullet
I give girls, like, fuck, bro. We get it, bro.
You fuck. We get it. All right, guys. Well,
you fuck Ashley.
And
we didn't fuck Ashley.
He did something, bro.
I did not fuck Ashley.
What did you do?
Nothing.
There's no way from 7 in the morning to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, nothing happened.
Nothing happened. I went to sleep.
He sucked his titties. No, they didn't sleep.
I sucked his titties.
Sucked someone's titties.
I sucked no one's titties. There was no sucking. There would be no sucking with me at all. All
right, thank you guys for tuning in. Love you guys. Give your at one time.
Thank you, guys. This is at Blase.
DanielBeast.fk. Hit me up on all social media platforms.
My boy Daniel over here, bartends at Profi. And blogging about the DJ
Pat
right now.
Pat fucks over.
Hey, man. Peace.